We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And then there's the money laundering investigation.
Yeah, there is that.
Yeah, not that we care. It's probably not that important or anything. It's
just an FBI investigation.
Almost, yeah, not worth mentioning even really. I mean, if it was Trump. See, that's the irony of all this that just kills me, Lee.
Yep.
I mean, they spent nearly 4 years, tens of millions of dollars. Trump was forced with subpoenas to turn over more than a million pages of documents, and they got nothing. They've got nothing.
Well, what they do have, though, is that you actually had federal officials all the way up to the president at that time, Barack Obama, who were involved in an investigation that was predicated on a lie, and they knew it.
And they also knew, and CIA Director John Brennan put in his own handwriting, that the whole Russian collusion conspiracy came not from Russia, but from Hillary Clinton's campaign. Yet they proceeded anyway. Meanwhile, we have emails. We've got two Biden associates saying unbelievable things in the New York Post this morning, that this was an influence operation, that the Bidens were running the Chinese money through the company they asked him to be a CEO of, that he told them to stop it, that Hunter was using and abusing the company as a piggy bank, he says, in the New York Post this morning, that he just wanted to go withdraw the money as soon as the Chinese put it in. This is outrageous behavior, and it would be very clear to the country if, one, they were allowed to know about it, but, two, a Republican did it, or yeah, if Trump did it. I mean, if Trump did this, everybody would be, it'd be wall-to-wall news, and everybody, the Republican Party would be trying to force him off the ballot.
Yeah, exactly.
Rightfully so. You can't go around the world sending in Donald Trump Jr. with a bag to collect money behind you.
The Shanghai shakedown.
Yes, unless you're Joe Biden. This is a shocking statement. This is from the former business partner, Bob Bobulinski, and I'm going to do this heavily this morning because I don't know how else to get this out because of, the New York Post's Twitter feed still locked down this morning. Tony Bobulinski, former partner of Hunter Biden, Joe's brother, Jim Biden, and yes, Joe Biden. He says he was a partner with all three. Joe was absolutely a partner. Not only did he know about Hunter's business dealings, he was the main guy. Wow. This sure sounds like news, doesn't it?
Sure does.
Here's a statement. If the media and big tech companies had done their jobs over the last several weeks, I would be irrelevant to this story. He is a long history in the military. He said, I have held a high-level security clearance and was an instructor and then the CTO for Naval Nuclear Power Training Command. I take great pride in the time my family and I served this country. I'm also not a political person. What few campaign contributions I have made in my life were to Democrats. But he says he has to speak up now. Given my longstanding service and devotion to this country, I could no longer allow my family's name to be associated or tied to Russian disinformation or implied lies and false narratives dominating the media right now. He said he wants to set the record straight. He says, what I'm outlining is fact. I know it is fact because I lived it. I am the CEO of Sinohawk Holdings, which was a partnership between the Chinese operating through CEFC, Chairman Yi, and the Biden family. Now, keep in mind, these are not just some Chinese investors, right, who want to maybe make some money. Every single one of them is either a current Communist Party official, a former Communist Party official, or a current or former official of Chinese intel. Between the Chinese operating through CEFC Chairman Yi and the Biden family. I was brought into the company to be the CEO by James Gillier and Hunter Biden. The reference to the big guy in the much publicized May 13, 2017 email. Remember, the media lied and told us that was disinformation. He said the reference to the big guy is, in fact, a reference to Joe Biden. The other JB referenced in that email is Jim Biden, Joe's brother. Keep in mind, this is the email that says, yeah, we took $30 million. Joe got 10%. Jim got 20%. So did Hunter. 3% of $30 million, even in Common Core math, is $3 million. Hunter took 6%. Hunter Biden called his dad the big guy or my chairman and frequently referenced asking him for his sign-off or advice on various potential deals that we were discussing. He said the emails are real. He was copied on them. And in fact, he is copied on them in the version that, you know, in the email that the New York Post published. He said, I've seen Vice President Biden saying he never talked to Hunter about his business. Well, I've seen firsthand that's not true because it wasn't just Hunter's business. They said they were putting the Biden family name and its legacy on the line. Now, here's the crazy part. He says he had a falling out with the Bidens when he, quote, realized the Chinese were not really focused on a healthy financial return on investment. They were looking at this as a political or influence investment. Once I realized that Hunter wanted to use the company as his personal piggy bank by just taking money out of it as soon as it came in from the Chinese, I took steps to prevent that from happening. He says the Biden family then lied, went behind his back to continue collecting the money from the Chinese. What really ticked him off and caused him to come forward was looking at the Johnson report. That's Senator Ron Johnson's investigation of Hunter, which, remember, the Senate committee then voted to make criminal referrals given Hunter's activities. The Johnson report connected some dots in a way that shocked me, he wrote. It made me realize the Bidens had gone behind my back and gotten paid millions of dollars by the Chinese, even though they told me they hadn't and wouldn't do that anymore to their partners. Says he feels betrayed. I would ask the Biden family to address the American people and outline the facts so I can go back to being irrelevant and so I am not put in a position to have to answer those questions for them. I don't have a political axe to grind. I just saw behind the Biden curtain and I grew concerned with what I saw. Again, this isn't some random guy. This is the guy on the email the media says is Russian disinformation. He says it's true. It's all true. Okay, in a normal, functional society at this point, one that wasn't profoundly corrupt like ours, the media would be asking the one quintessential question. The email's real, Joe. You've never denied it. And two, did you take the $30 million? Did you take the three? Was your cut 10%? Did you take it, Joe? Did you take the money? Because your business partner says you did. Just asking. Mm-hmm. No one will ask that question except the New York Post. And even if they, you know, well, they are asking these questions, but nobody's answering. Media's just ignoring this. Texter writes, Tara, newsflash, nothing will ever be done about it. Well, that goes without saying. I mean, but that's not even my main concern. That's not my main concern at all. When Bobulinski, the business partner, talks about this, he says they've been doing this with many foreign entities. What is really concerning is we know about the $30 million from the Chinese, right?
Yep.
Is there more? Because if there is, Joe Biden is owned by them. He is completely blackmailable. He has to do whatever they say. He is profoundly and fundamentally compromised. Are there any other nations out there? Because, you know, Hunter tweeted that or texted to his daughter that he'd been doing this for Joe for 30 years. We just have a small snapshot of time in these emails. How many other countries? I guarantee there's more out there. He says there are. What countries own Joe? Should we not get to know? I mean, we know. So every one of these donations, Lee, and they're just donations. We just hand him the cash. The ones we know about, he's not blackmailable on anymore. But
China,
if there's
Ukraine.
Any more, yeah, if there's any more cash out there, he is absolutely blackmailable, especially since, as the Biden campaign pointed out, look at his tax returns. There's nothing about this in there.
Yeah, because you don't report money that you got illegally.
Right. You can't. So if it's not in the tax returns, it's got to be laundered, as one of our texters pointed out earlier. Oh, speaking of laundered, while we're on that, another breaking news story from the New York Post, one of just a handful of outlets, including the Wall Street Journal and Fox News, that's gotten the story completely right from the beginning. Unlike the rest of the media, they have absolutely bombed it. The FBI subpoena of Hunter Biden's computer and hard drive. came in connection with a money laundering investigation, Lee, according to documents obtained by Fox News. Oh, money laundering. It's not important enough to discuss 13 days before an election, I'm sure.
No.
Okay, the way they know that is because of the subpoena. On the FBI's website in the subpoena, there's a case ID. It's 272DBA. Okay, 272 is the Bureau's classification for money laundering. 272D refers to money laundering, unknown SUA, specified unlawful activity, white-collar crime program. So that means this is a money laundering investigation and that it's criminal. Our government source, just for this right here for the codes, 272D means transnational or blanket, while BA means the case was opened in the FBI's Baltimore office, which covers Wilmington, Delaware, where the subpoena was executed. The FBI cannot open a case without predication. Well, used to be the case, but yeah, there's exceptions are made to the constitutional law and stuff for Trump, right? So this is fascinating because do you remember specifically when we had when Ukraine MPs, politicians did that big press conference, what they accused Hunter Biden and the U.S. Democrat Party of? Money laundering. Mm-hmm. That it was laundered money. And they asked that our government look at it. They also asked that the Ukraine government look at the money laundering. The money being laundered in their case had been stolen from the Ukraine people by a Burisma executive. He basically took out a big loan, left them on the hook for paying it off, and got the money out of the country. So let's go back to what we know. They asked for an interview for an investigation of the Ukrainian politicians did. An investigation of the Democrat Party and their ties to various companies, including Hunter Biden's, that had laundered the money. Remember that? That's funny.
Yep.
Now it begins to make sense. You know what's bothered me about this, Lee, for a while? That the one part I can't make sense. Why would the FBI go to the trouble to protect Hunter and Joe? Because remember, in December 2019, Joe's campaign was floundering.
Yep.
It didn't look like he would be the nominee. It didn't look like he'd be the nominee till deep into the spring, right? So they're not protecting the party's nominee, which I would expect the FBI to do. They're profoundly corrupt, right? So why let Joe win? There were plenty of other Democrat candidates that could have done a fine job, probably better than Joe in that field. Unless this investigation revealed this includes the whole top tier of the Democrat leadership. And that, Lee, would explain why Congress was never informed about it and why they never did anything about it. They might not have minded throwing Joe overboard, but Nancy and the crew, that's a problem.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Law enforcement today reporting, and we've had this too, Breitbart's reported this already as well. Bevin Cooney, the other Hunter Biden partner, business partner, who says, yeah, hey, I'm on the emails too. They were real. Yeah, they're totally not Russian disinformation. Oops. He's in federal prison. Family telling Breitbart they are concerned because he's been removed from the federal facility in Oregon where he is being detained. For his own protection. I wonder if they're going to protect him the way they protected Epstein. Better make sure those video cameras work. They've got a strange way of going out, all of them, simultaneously. According to Tim Rand, he's investigative journalist Matthew Timrin, who works with Peter Schweizer. You see regularly on Fox. Cooney had spoken with family members several times on Tuesday. And it was a situation described as much more than usual. So they've moved him for his own protection. They probably mean for their own protection. So there you go. There you go. This is not, I mean, we're talking about electing a completely compromised candidate, totally and completely compromised, with a demonstrated willingness and ability to take foreign donations. A candidate whose own son says, I've been basically collecting this money for him for 30 years. Whose money? How many other countries? Texter writes, on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, I went to Trump's Gastonia rally. It was amazing. People were so excited to vote, and the crowd was very diverse. I'm not surprised. Texter writes, hey, Tara, I'm not confident that this Hunter Biden stuff will result in Hunter Biden being prosecuted. These people could murder someone in broad daylight and and nothing would happen. Oh, yeah. See, a lot of you on the text line saying, why are you talking about this? He's not going to be prosecuted. Oh, I don't think he'll be prosecuted. None of them are ever going to be prosecuted. It doesn't matter who Trump appoints. Once they walk into the building, they become profoundly corrupt, whether that's the FBI or the DOJ. I don't expect prosecution. I'm not naive. Not at all. I just don't want a president who's owned by them. And the thing that I fear is we won't get one if Joe's elected. Think about this for a minute. Democrats know about this. They know all about this. Keep in mind, never forget that Ukraine press conference. Don't forget it. Who did they name specifically that they wanted investigated? Joe, Hunter, and the Democrat Party. They said multiple Democrat Party officials had essentially laundered money stolen from the Ukraine people through various companies. They can't let Joe go walking around. They can't. It'll lead back to them. That's why Nancy's planning to sack him. Kamala is the nominee. I've told you that for a long time. She truly represents what they are. She is a radical. I mean, co-sponsor Bernie Sanders' Medicare plan that will make your health insurance plan illegal, can't own it, sorry. Got to be on Kamala Care. Decriminalizing border crossing, that's a big deal. It's a misdemeanor now, but the fact that it is illegal means that an officer of the law, a federal officer, can approach you. If it's not illegal, they can't approach you. They can't even question the people coming in here or the kids they're dragging behind them. Maybe their own kids or maybe kids they just want to prostitute. Can't ask. No right. It's open borders, folks. Joe Biden was against that. What is their biggest goal? Open borders. Suppression of wages, overwhelming Democrat vote totals. That's what you get with that. Joe, in the primary, was against open borders. He was against decriminalizing the crossing. Joe just wanted to do it a different way. He's still going to have open borders. Don't kid yourself. Joe's approach was, we'll close all the private facilities so no one can make a profit off the incarceration. Well, 2/3 of the facilities are private. The federal government contracts with them. Went through all of this with Tom Homan, former head of the Border Patrol on the Battleground America podcast. He said, so what Joe's doing is saying, we get rid of the private facilities. That's 2/3 of the holding cells. We'll have to turn everyone loose. See, they want Kamala. Decriminalize border crossings, check. Outlaw your health, private health insurance, check. Joe says he'll offer you an option, the private health insurance or the Medicare plan. They want her, and they can't keep him. This stuff is the perfect excuse to get rid of this guy. Which is why I keep telling you, he's the doddering old man at the gate. Well, he doesn't look very scary. I mean, Trump can be kind of scary. He says mean things. Yeah, well, there are barbarians behind him. You just can't see them right now. And this is how they get a person in office, Kamala Harris, who is far too radical to ever be elected in this country. So as far as the left is concerned, if they can, if the Democrats, if they can get Joe in the gate, they're going to chuck him real fast. So we know the emails are real. This is what your potential future president was up to. The owner, one of the leaders of Burisma, had Burisma's doors kicked in 2 weeks before by the prosecutor Shokin. He was criminally pursuing, and has been on the record as saying, media ignores him, but Shokin says, look, I was pursuing both Burisma and Hunter Biden criminally. That was the purpose of the raid on Burisma. 2 weeks later, Joe Biden would go to Ukraine and say this.
I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko and from Yatsenyuk that they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. So they said they were walking out to press conference. I said, I'm not going to, we're not going to give you the $1 billion. They said, you have no authority. You're not the president. The president said, I said, call him. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here. And I think it was, 6 hours. I looked, I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Well, son of a bitch. Got fired.
So he used your money, your taxpayer money. To do what? Well, it's helpful that this is laid out by Vadim Poroshenko. I don't know. Anyway, here's the email from Vadim that is on the laptop. What were they supposed to do? Well, they were supposed to do PR on his behalf. They should, improve Nikolai's case and the situation in Ukraine. They should do all of this. But it says, quote, The ultimate purpose is to close down for any, his English is bad there, to close down for any cases or pursuits against Nikolai in Ukraine. That is exactly what Joe Biden just described doing. So we even have it in writing from the guy they got off the hook. The guy whose offices have been raided by Shokin, who was later fired. That's who Biden was getting fired. 2 weeks earlier, criminal investigation. Couldn't be clearer. And again, that comes from Shokin himself, who flat out has said, I was fired because I was pursuing Hunter Biden and the Burisma executives criminally. That is amazing. I mean, can you imagine Joe Biden as president and all the people who will be shoving money in Hunter's face? Some of you are asking me, by the way, about Rush Limbaugh's theory yesterday that Hunter left that laptop on purpose. He just wanted it to end. It's an interesting theory. Let me tell you why. Because if you look at Hunter's own words to his daughter in those texts that the media is ignoring, where he says, look, you know, I've been doing this and supporting this family for 30 years. He'd been doing it, being a bag man for Joe, basically going around behind him, collecting the cash in return for whatever it is Joe does for that money. In this case, we know he gets criminals off the hook. And keep in mind, most of our foreign policy in Ukraine, a good deal of it, was aimed at the time at cleaning up corruption. This is the outrage of this. Joe is on video bragging And so literally the whole purpose of our delegations going there is to pressure them to clean up the corruption. And Joe is committing the corruption and bragging about it on camera. That's how comfortable he felt. Clearly didn't think the FBI would ever come after him, CIA, anybody. He just high level of comfort. So high that he felt fine throwing Obama's name around. That's weird. Wish somebody'd ask Obama about that. Call the big guy. Call Obama. He'll say, you don't get the money unless you commit crime with me. But Hunter Biden in that text said a couple of curious things. He was resentful that he only got to keep half and that Joe kept the other half. Love to see the receipts on that. Half from who? Did he report it to the IRS or is he taking the Al Sharpton route? But Hunter would say in that set of texts that his dad, Joe, put a big target on my back. In other words, I'm the one who's going down for all this. Not him. Because what has Joe been saying for years? I mean, going all the way back to Delaware when he was in the Senate and people were questioning the activities. I mean, anytime there was like, you know, a big bill, Joe would have Hunter or his brother or the brother's wife go work for the companies, get paid buku bucks for a no-show job. And then Joe would vote or advocate the way they wanted. This has been going on for 30 years. Hunter said he put a big target on my back. Think about this for a minute, just from a human perspective, okay? Suppose you have a child who you're texting back and forth with, and that child's saying, yeah, I'm walking around, you know, I'm walking around naked in front of a 14-year-old smoking crack. That'd scare you to death as a parent. I mean, if you were normal and not, like, say, a psychopath. What do you want to do with that kid? You're going to give them money when they ask? Oh, hell no. No, you're not. You're going to cut them off. You give them money, it's as good as paying for the overdose. You'd be, if you were a normal, functional person, you would never do it. You certainly wouldn't put him in a position to take millions. He's going to OD. He's a lifelong drug user. Any parent would be terrified of that. So what do? You do the thing that's the hardest as a parent. I've got to cut you off. You might end up homeless, but I'm just going to pray that you don't have the money for the next hit. You don't send them behind you with a bag to collect millions of dollars. I mean, he and Joe are on the text line. They're texting each other, and he's literally openly discussing smoking crack with Joe. It's not just the corruption. I mean, can you imagine, as a parent, the terror of that? I mean, we have addiction in my family. Lee and I have talked about it many, many times. I watch my kids like a hawk. I'm like a security state. I know everything they do. Everything. I kill myself driving to multiple states for sports because I hope that that is what gets them through their teenage years. I know it's in my genes. It skipped me, thank God. But there are others in my generation it did not skip. And it's been a disaster for them. I've seen it. It's terrifying. I thought about it since they were babies. I look for any sign they might have that set of genes. Only a psychopath would send his drug-addled son out who has no judgment ability and a high risk of overdosing to collect millions of dollars with which to overdose. And that son resents you, says, my dad put a target on my back. I mean, I wondered the same thing as Rush said brilliantly yesterday. Was this a cry for help, basically, from Hunter? Think about it. If Hunter and Joe collected all the Chinese money, as now two of their business associates said they did, well, that means the Chinese and everybody else can blackmail them. But you know what else it means? Joe's got total control over Hunter. Hunter took the money too. See how this works? Joe controls Hunter. And Joe obviously doesn't give a damn about Hunter. Texter writes, hey, Tara, what's to say that someone won't try to blackmail Biden considering his son is a drug addict and he would be an easy target for someone to try and use to blackmail Joe Biden if he were president? These are all very relevant concerns. By the way, did you notice what they did to Rudy Giuliani? You know what it tells you? The media is well aware of the pedophilia angle against Joe and Hunter. You ever watched the Borat series? It's actually pretty funny. But Sacha Baron Cohen has really sort of degenerated in recent years. I just think he's not as funny as he used to be. And he does these like gotcha videos where he'll get a politician set up. They think they're doing a real interview and whatever. Okay, so they got Rudy Giuliani on camera for one of the new movies he's putting out. And the line is that, you know, he's got this young girl and she was like posing as a conservative journalist, and Rudy did allegedly an interview with her, and it cuts to Rudy and he's tucking his shirt into his pants. And then the Borat character runs in and screams, "She's only 15. She's too old for you." So that was just conveniently released. Rudy Giuliani says nothing happened between the two. He was taking his mic off from the interview. That's why he was tucking the pants, his hand in his pants. So why, you know, his shirt tail in his pants. So why would you release this right now? As the media is completely aware of how absolutely damaging the newly revealed emails are. I mean, you've got Joe Biden openly discussing his son's habit of smoking crack and walking around naked in front of 14-year-old girls. What did Joe do? What actions did Joe take? I mean, these are all questions that should be asked. And if this is the level of casualness between Joe and his son, which to me is just profoundly bizarre, what else do they talk about? What records are there of it? Rudy Giuliani says the worst is yet to come. By the way, off the laptop, he hasn't released it yet. Texter writes, also the woman isn't 15. She's like 24. Yeah, she was posing as 15. So this is the media's answer. This is why this was released. They're well aware of the pedophilia thing. They don't care about it. It's not of any concern to them at all. Any more concern than Tara Reid or any of these other women. They don't care. But that's why that was released, to make Rudy look sleazy and change the subject. You know, tit for tat. See, he's a pedophile too. Well, she's 24 and he didn't do anything with her. Texter writes, too late. China already owns the Bidens. Now, the texter writes, it's disturbing to think of how far-reaching the sexual abuse is, and we never would have known about it if it weren't for Trump. I know.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.